Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes, 1-9. The Mishnah returns to the topic of being Machal Shabbos to serve as an aid to give testimony that one saw the new moon. The last Mishnah got us off topic for a moment talking about who was kosher for Eidus. But if you're keeping track, the Mishnah is going through and saying not only does one Machal Shabbos to bring this Eidus, based on the pasuk Elam Odei Hashem Shetikrosam B'mo Adam, that one has to declare it B'mo Adam, and therefore it's Docha Shabbos, pushes off Shabbos. But we also said that one even comes if the moon was very prominent in the sky and everyone saw it, and if you know there are a lot of people who are coming, and even if you're going with someone else who the two of you won't be able to be both Adam like a father and son pair, our Mishnah continues on that topic and says, Mishra es ha-chodesh ve'enu yachol la'alech. If one saw the new moon, but he is unable to walk by himself to give testimony, I mean, let's say he's too old or too sick, molichin oso ala chamor, then he can be brought on a donkey. Normally the halacha is, it's a doraisa, one may not have one's livestock carry in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, based on the pasuk that says, lo sasa cho malacha, you're not allowed to do any malacha, ata, we know from Kiddush, in the morning on Shabbos, Uvahemtacha, it ends up saying, including your animals. So animals can't do malacha either, and carrying a load in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is the malacha, it's for an animal called mechamer. So mechamer is causing an animal to walk with a load. That's aser medoraisa, and we're saying you could do it over here if a person couldn't walk on his own. You can do mechamer, having an animal bring him. Worth noting that the penalty for mechamer actually is nothing bidei Adam, nothing down here on planet Earth. There's no malchus, something like that. If you want to work his animals, he's over a lav medoraisa, though, for sure. So Hashem can be the accountant in terms of consequences. But more than that, says the Mishnah, a filu vamita, he can even be brought on a cot. That is to say, that if the person can't walk on his own, people could carry him on a cot to bring this person who sold the new moon to testify in Yerushalayim. This is even more severe because a person, a human being, a Jew who's carrying in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos is over Neso Doraisa, for which the penalty is certainly there. It's the most severe of all penalties, right? Skila or Karas and so on. This is intentional, so caring. But nevertheless, the lach is it's mutter to do so. If you'll ask, wait a second, carrying a person is not a derais at all because the principle is chai noses atzmo, a living person carries his own weight, which means one understanding is that he shifts his weight to adjust and make it a less of a burden for the person carrying him, as opposed to, let's say, what they call dead weight. When a person's dead, he doesn't shift his weight anymore, so he feels heavier. So since the living person is assisting in the carrying of his own weight, he's the chai noses atzmo, he's partially carrying it, and once you have two people working together to carry a load, you're already in derabanan territory. But that's not true over here, because the idea is that a person who's sick and lying flat on a bed like a sack of potatoes, so he is as if he's like kafuf, like he's tied to the bed, doesn't shift his weight, therefore the principle of chai noses atzmo doesn't apply to him. Im tzod lehem, says the Mishnah, if they anticipate that there's an ambush waiting for them as they go to Yerushalayim to testify, this ambush is likely to have been from what seems to be not an uncommon thing, that different heretical sects were sort of malicious and attempted to undermine the Kiddush HaChodesh process by Susim, Kusim, etc. So if there's anticipation, they're waiting an ambush to stop these witnesses from coming, so then Lokhin b'yadam maklos. They, the people who are going to testify, and anyone who's accompanying them or carrying them, whatever it is, can bring with them sticks, meaning any weapons. If they had a gun, they could bring a gun. V'imhaisa derech rechoka. If the distance is very far that they need to go to get to the Sanhedrin, lokhin b'yadam mezonos. They can bring food in hand. Again, carrying food is an isur d'oraisa. You're being ma'avir b'shus harab, you're transporting something in the public domain, which is forbidden, but if it's far enough that they need to bring food or they can't make it, so then it's permitted. Some mafarshim understand the next lines of the Mishnah explain what we're talking about. Shal ma'alech laila v'yom machal nes ha-shabbos. For a walk the distance of a night and a day, so then you can machal Shabbos, meaning that you can bring food for such a long walk because it's too long to go without bringing food. Others learn that this is sort of like a new sentence, and we're saying the bringing of the food the mizonos is as applicable if you need it, period, like new paragraph. And now we're saying that the distance one is to go to Michal Shabbos is the distance of how long it would take to travel one night and one day, meaning in principle the idea is there's no point in going if you're not going to get there in time for the Bezdin to do the Kiddush HaChodesh that day. So if you, let's say you see it Friday night, you'll have to walk through the night and get to Yerushalayim to the Sanhedrin all during like Shabbos day, Saturday day before sundown at a, you know, the latest, so that the Bezdin can accept your testimony and be Mekadosh LeChodesh. So this isn't a precise time. The point is if it's in practice too far to get there in time, then you're not to go. The Rambam seems to understand more than that, that really any day of the week, not just Shabbos, the same idea applies, because there's no point in you going to the Sanhedrin if you won't be able to give your testimony on the same day that you saw the new moon. You might think that, listen, you need to have witnesses even for the next day. But the answer is no, it's not true. If, in theory, there's no witnesses on the first of the two possible days of Rosh Hashanah, we'll call that the 30th day since the previous Rosh Chodesh, so then the Bezdin would consecrate the new month and declare it the new month, even without any witnesses at all, if need be. And the reason is because, obviously, sometimes you can have cloud cover or something and have no witnesses that month. At all events, the Jewish months can be 29 or 30 days, but we don't have 31-day months. So at the 31st day since the previous Rosh Chodesh, we'll declare it the new moon regardless. And therefore, no point in going. So now, the Mishnah wraps up by saying, on all these things, we are Mechal Shabbos as need be. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, Eila Moedei Hashem. These are the appointed times of Hashem. Asher Tikru'u Osam B'Mo'adam. That you will declare in their Mo'adam, in their proper time. Which means you need to make sure you've done the proper time when the witnesses see the new moon on that day. So this is seen as a mitzvah aseh, a mandate, which is Doche Shabbos, even pushes off Shabbos to ensure that the new moon is declared when it needs, when it, on the month, on the day it's seen, so that everything is done properly.